All right, Tim O'D. Tim O'D representing Idaho. Welcome, Tim. Will you please? Hi, Tim.
Hi.
All right. All right, let's talk about some of your voter problems. You want to touch on any of these here?
Whoop. Yeah, so that's, I just want to say one thing up front. Compared to other states, Idaho actually is looking pretty good.
Pull that mic closer if you would.
Sure. Yeah, so we look actually pretty good, but there's these statistical studies done by the likes of Drauzio Smith and Seth Keschel and Dr. Frank that just point to voter behavior that looks a little unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
We can jump to the next. It was the Edison Zero. So this is actually something that every state experienced. Edison Research is probably a company a lot of you probably even really haven't heard much of. But if you're watching results on election night, the data, when you see how many votes for a certain person, that data comes from Edison Research. They feed it to the main media. So what happened on early morning on the 4th of November,
when everybody stopped.
Exactly, right? So it was Edison Research, all the data for each of the states, the counts went to zero. Not too long after Texas was called for Trump, which is kind of curious. There was other things that stopped that night too, right? Not all the states went down at one time. Idaho went down for about 12 minutes. They all came back up one by one. But there's states like Tennessee that were down for like 4 days. And that's the chart that you see up there is actually every state, how long they were down. So that was just something that nobody's explained that. And I did an inquiry into Edison Research to say what was going on here and never got a response. So it's a company that is so vital, plays such a vital role to our election night reporting, and we really have no idea who they are and how they operate. So I think that's really concerning.
All right, tell me about one of your roadblocks.
Sure, so we're a conservative state, so you'd think that election integrity bills, especially voter ID, would be something that should pass pretty easily. It actually did pass our House overwhelmingly, but it got killed in the Senate and Senate committee without even a hearing. So our legislature is one of our challenges. The other thing real quickly is the cast, the crossover voting. This is something any state that has like a majority of one party, has a significant majority. So you have people in the minority party will jump over in the primary and vote with the majority party so that try to influence the election. We had about 10% of our GOP voters in our recent primary actually were not registered as Republicans just 2 months prior. And there are some precincts that was up to 35%. So what it's telling you is that in any close election, the people that are making the deciding votes are not of that party that are making the primary candidate election. So that's a real problem.
All right, tell me some of your victories real quick.
Sure, so again, along the lines of the crossover votings, we are addressing that as a party. But some of the parties have kind of taken it upon themselves to address it. So we have what we call the Kootenai Strategy. Kootenai County is our third largest county. They're in the Coeur d'Alene area. So what they did is they basically interviewed all of the candidates. They had all their PCs put it to a vote who they wanted to have represent them. And then the party got behind them and just put out voter guides and things like that. So what the success was is that 25 of the candidates that the PCs voted for actually won their primary election. So it's a strategy I think a lot of other places might be interested in employing.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for the report from Idaho.
Great.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.